Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast maiden is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present, and emerging. And their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week it's Snap P81.
Woohoo!
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
In our 80s.
We are in our 80s. We're heading for the letter from the king, the podcasting king.
Yep, wherever he is.
When we get to 100. But it should be a podcasting queen. For me, podcasting's about women.
Oh, listen, I was listening to one the other day and I just thought, if only this was done by two women.
Look, I know the imperfects and smartless. There are some incredibly great men out there.
Yeah, but I listen to Smartless every week, right? Yep. But when they interview a woman, they're shit.
Really? Yep. They can't hold the room.
And don't you worry, I write on their Facebook page. I'm in the Smartless group.
Yep.
And I always comment that they just don't know how to speak to women.
Why?
Which is fine. It's three men. I said that it's no harm. It's nothing with malice. They just don't ask anything interesting about the women guests at all. You know, so some
How
of them are like, they've just had three babies and they're a stand-up comedian. And they just go, so tell us about when you lived back in Toronto.
Oh,
You know, and they just can't, women, like I've been listening to Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Is it good?
Awesome.
Yeah, I thought.
That is a podcast to listen to.
Yeah.
She's interviewing women, older women.
Yes.
So, so of course they talk about when they were working and how they were wrangling the children and all that. Whereas I love Smartless. I love Jason Bateman.
Funny.
But, yeah, it's interviewing women's not their thing.
No, although I haven't watched it, but I think Australian Story is the imperfects.
Yeah, I watched it.
Is Ryan talking about jealousy and friendship?
No. It's about Hugh and his sister and how he started the Resilience Project.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
It was just on this week.
Yes,
Two weeks ago for listeners.
Yeah, because I heard him speak at the Resilient Kids Conference back in 2000 and something.
Yeah.
And then I helped him with his kids' sleep because he got up on the stage and said, you're lucky I'm here. I'm not falling over. I'm so tired. And I was in that auditorium with lots of friends. I got like five text messages. Help him. Anyway, so he does this talk about his sister.
Right.
Right. And about the whole, how he got this concept of resilience. But now he's talking about, and then in the pandemic, everyone was leaning on me.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to do this. So
yeah, because unprecedented.
Unprecedented.
Makes life very
hard. It's a great Australian story. It was really moving.
I will watch it because I just saw a clip.
Yes, Ryan talking about,
am I going to be jealous of Hamish's friendship
with you? Yeah, and okay,
like, that's really interesting.
Because I've heard them talk about that.
Yeah, because Hamish went on to great things.
He did.
And Ryan.
Yeah.
I still think Ryan did go on to great things.
Yeah, I think so too.
But he's not household name as much.
No.
But this podcast has let him shine.
Amazing. Yeah. And they showed, you know, their live shows, Hamer Hall.
Oh, ours. I know. Carol Leifer Hall. Not even the main auditorium.
Anyway, we're going on and on.
We are going on and on. It's freezing. For those of you who love the weather update, we've both got thermals on.
I've got my Kathmandu jacket. Mandy, you might hear it. It's I don't care.
I listened to a podcast today. If you can hear it.
I'm so cold.
And I think in the background someone's smoke alarm was I was like, I'm really
interested. What, run out of battery? Or?
Yeah, like, idiot. I thought.
I listened to a Survivor podcast years ago that did that the whole time, and I messaged them and said it was extremely irritating, and they were like, oh, thanks. I'm a lady who likes to give feedback.
Well, is this at my house?
Yeah, no. I heard it. It was a guest.
Yeah, well, this was
Ryan Van Brink, shout you out, the Brink of Reality podcast. I love him, and he always replies to me. And he had a guest on. Her name was Phoebe. She was a Survivor.
You remember this really well.
And her smoke detector was going off for the hour. Yeah.
It's amazing that he didn't say to her, but what do you do? You've got someone on that you really want to talk to. I wouldn't.
I think we would, though, We're a little bit obsessed with sound.
Well, and I think that it's just so distracting. Yeah, it's all you can think about. When's that noise coming?
I had to tell him.
When's that noise coming?
I told him once when he had a guest on that was drunk. I messaged him and said, you got to pull that down. And he said, yeah, I do. So he pulled it down. Yeah, the episode was wild. And the guy was just rambling.
Nah. I remember early on when you and I started podcasting, someone said to me, oh, you should get really drunk and, no, not do the piece, but and do a blah, blah. I was like, are you out of your mind? I want to record myself drunk. Listen back to myself.
I mean, we'd be probably funnier.
And then put it out to the whole world to go.
Well, maybe people do that.
Maybe. Maybe there are drunk podcasts. I know there was Drunk History.
Oh, there probably is.
Which I used to love on the – it was on the ABC.
Okay, maybe we'll have a, like, drunk piece. Oh. We'll just be crying. What's the difference?
Yeah, I don't think it'll be that great, actually.
Tipsy. Anyway,
tipsy
is good.
Tipsy is fine.
Yeah.
Every now and again a little tipsy, but to go full drunk.
There's no way. Like, whenever people have said have a champagne or something, we're like, no way.
Or remember before our first live show, he's like, what shot do you want?
We're like, just water.
You think I'm chucking back a tequila and then going up on stage? You got the wrong gal.
Totally. Anyway, let us hear from the peas.
Yep.
Hey, Kate and Mandy, it's Claire. I'm just in my car. I just finished off the friendship episode where, Kate, you mentioned that Buzz or Woody, I can't remember which one, made comment about how many different things you eat. I'm in the same boat. I eat lots of different things. I'm sure Buzz and or Woody would be outraged. But I am also wondering what their opinion might be on eating day-old cake that's been sitting in your car.
Oh.
Had Max's birthday yesterday.
Oh,
I forgot to take what remained of the cake out of the car when we unpacked. And so I had a little snack on the way home. Wondering what Buzz or Woody's thoughts are because I'm like going into cake shame.
There is nothing greater than forgetting you've got something.
And then finding
it. You didn't have to share it with the family.
No.
Because it was in the car.
Oh, my God. That's like, it's the greatest. It's all need an Esky in the boot and just hide our food.
I found like half a packet of Maltesers and I was like, nothing can make this day better. Nothing. It is the pinnacle of my day.
You know what I did yesterday? I went to buy fantails because Nestle are going to stop making
Why?
Them.
Why? I love them.
I don't know.
When they're like, nobody's buying them.
I was like.
I literally was at the IGA the day before and had to say to myself, Kate, you don't need to buy them. I love, because I love a caramel chewy.
Same. I go to Officeworks because I knew they'd be a big bag. Yeah, so $26 and I bought them.
They'll get a run on them
the
now.
The guy said to me all morning, all the click and collects have been fantails. For Officeworks.
Yeah, because, and it's, okay, they may not be as popular as they were, but it's close to our hearts.
I'm like, what is next, Minties?
Well, are they going to take the facts away from Libra pads? Because.
Oh, of course.
That's my two fact places. This is the extent of my reading.
Wow.
You know,
I don't, even my girls were like, this is our childhood.
Yeah, and
I was sad. Like, yeah, why would they get rid of them?
Well, apparently they're not earning enough money. Are they covering costs, Nestle? I don't think Nestle is broke. I think you'll be all right. Broke.
No.
I think you're okay.
Yeah, and you there's going to be public outrage stuff around about the world.
You do.
So I think the least you could do is keep your Australian people happy.
Yeah.
The dentists will be happy.
Yeah, they are.
Because I was sucking on them like, do not chew. You do not need a busted tooth.
Well, here's a little secret for you, Peas, and you'll know why. I am a very, very sought after woman. I put them down my bra.
Oh, yes, and to soften them. And very
then
smart.
Sometimes I forget. And I'm like, oh, bonus fantail.
You don't need the car. You just need your bra.
I just need my bra.
Now with my uni boob. Yeah, it could probably work.
You could put a few down there.
It's very warm.
I mean, you don't want them to get too soft, but there's this perfect
temperature. Oh, yeah, in between. All right, tell us what that is.
Yeah, okay. I'll time it. I'll tell you.
This is a snap B for the ages, this one.
Look,
Tanya,
Tanya
is silent.
Again, she is silent. And what go would and listen Tanya to say? Snap B79 if you don't know who Tanya is. But
I listened back and I laughed so hard.
I just can't stop laughing about
and
Tanya.
And someone got in my car and I said, sorry, I'm just listening to myself.
Yeah. Which I don't do, but it's Tanya.
Oh, to listen to a snap pee, like after dropping Molly at school, it's perfect.
The weirdest thing is...
Lucy gave us just the most amazing joy.
Yeah. I forget completely what we've said.
Yeah, of course you
would. So when I'm listening back on before I put the episode up, I sort of skip through the snap piece because I'm like, it's just you and me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If we get in trouble.
Yeah, it's okay.
And I'm like, oh, that's right. We had that whole conversation about Fanta. Like, it'll be gone. I will walk out of this place. Never again will I think
about
it.
Same, but I did remember Tanya. And the week we would just text each other and be like, Tanya, stuff that up.
And but the Instagram changed the name of one of our guests.
Yeah.
And so Mandy's like, I think Tanya spelt that wrong.
You changed it and it changed it wrong again. Wrong, and I had to tell you again. So I was just like, I don't want to be the Instagram police. But I was like, Tanya is concerned that it has been. Anyway, let's hear from another P. Come on.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, Mandy and Kate.
Hi.
Hello.
Gee, it sure is a wild ride, this pea journey.
Yes, it is.
I think I would describe it as a bit of a roller coaster.
Yes, it is a roller coaster.
You never really know what's coming next, I think.
Mm-hmm. Never.
Never.
I had a real pea moment yesterday that I shared with another pea.
Yeah.
And I wanted to share it here. I hope this doesn't come out as self-serving or tooting my own trumpet because that's not where I'm at all.
That's okay. Allowed to do that.
For me, what happened yesterday really made me value this pea community. And I know I've felt that a lot over this time and through this podcast, but I really, really felt it yesterday. And it impacted me, and I know, look, I don't know how the other P felt, but for me it mattered, and I know that there will be other P's out there who feel something a little bit like I felt. Out of respect to the other P, I'm not intending to share really what happened yesterday, but I just really wanted to share my perspective, and I thought the best way I could do that is to write something. So here it is. Oh. Yesterday I noticed you, a lonely pea in a crowded room.
Aww.
I recognised your face because I've worn it too.
Yes.
And the last time that I wore that face, I felt I was alone. The room was full of people, but strangely, I was on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I felt I needed to do something, but I didn't know what to do. So I did what the peas taught me. I came and sat with you.
Oh.
And we just sat there in silence and we watched our kids just be.
Mm.
We didn't choose the life we have, but I'm proud to be a pea.
Oh. Yes.
Some days feel hard for us, so much harder than for others.
Mm.
And we put so much pressure on ourselves to be the perfect mothers.
We do.
And most days we can do it all and we find that strength inside. But then some days there's nothing left and we feel no end in sight.
Mm.
It's in those days we need a friend who'll sit right by our side, who won't judge us for our feelings or tell us not to cry.
Yeah.
My pledge to you and all the peas is that when there's nothing else to do, that I will come and be the pea who will come and sit with you.
Oh, gosh.
The hard days seem hard for us, but they won't be hard forever.
Mm.
They'll be easier to survive if we sit through them together.
Oh, oh Michelle.
I feel like yesterday I really felt connected to somebody who I felt was going through something that I went through not all that long ago.
Yeah.
And I felt compelled to come and make sure that they knew that they weren't on their own and they weren't in a space for anything.
Yep.
But this community and specifically you, Mandy, and you, Kate, have taught me that sometimes the most important thing that we can do is just make sure someone's not alone.
Mm.
So thank you for teaching me that. Thank you for giving me the confidence and the courage and the empathy to feel like I could be that.
Awesome.
I don't know. I don't know if it made the difference that pea, but surely I do know that those couple of months ago when I was that lonely pea in a crowded room, if someone had have just come and sat with me, that would have made a difference to me.
Absolutely.
So, I hope it made a difference and I hope that I can find a way to be more of that to more people in the future.
Oh.
Thank you, girls. Love your work.
Oh, I feel like I need to type that up.
Yes.
Will I remember to type that up? Because I would like that in the Hangout.
When it's
like a pinned post.
Yeah, well, when the episode comes out, I'll listen to it.
Can
and
you
I'll
tell Tanya to type that up, please? And pin the post in the Hangout.
Yes.
Because I think that
that's a beautiful,
is a beautiful, beautiful poem. And thank you for sharing it with us.
Yeah.
You've made me weep, but
you have.
Also, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much to just
see
a pea in the wild. We know.
Yep.
We know what their face is saying.
Do
we
know
they're trying not to cry.
Yep.
We know they're looking at their child with their heart just attached to their child's heart. It doesn't take much.
No, it doesn't. And
me, I'm a little bit more, hi.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll just say, oh, my daughter over there has got cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
And I'll know, then they'll go, oh, my, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But sometimes I'm a bit much. So just sitting.
Yeah. Beautiful as well.
Beautiful as well.
Because we all bring to the table what we have.
Yeah, that's right. That's
and
right.
I think someone sitting beside you, oh, powerful.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
It was beautiful.
Beautiful.
And really brought the snap pea back to life
it
from
really
our
did.
Ridiculous conversation.
Thank you.
Okay, right. What made you cry?
Well, actually, this week I've decided I'm not going to talk about my crying because I just need a break from it.
Sure.
I'm sick of it myself.
Sure.
So what about you?
Well, I sobbed. I'm crying every day watching the Special Olympics World Games in Berlin.
Yes. Well, you put stuff up on that made me cry.
I know.
Is it even safe to look at Mandy's Instagram at the moment?
I was sobbing. I'm so proud.
Yeah.
And so proud of our friends who've done so well competing over there.
That's awesome.
And then one of our friends, Sarah's like, our friend's in the race. He's coming second. And then nothing. And we're all like,
what happened?
You're leaving us hanging. That was Gorgeous Harry, who I'm going to interview at the State Games.
Ace.
And he got a bronze in the 10,000 metres. Oh, it was just magic.
Oh.
Chelsea, Emily, all our friends. Oh,
so good.
Gold medals in the bowling. Like, go Australia, go right? Australia. Okay, anyway, what made a difference?
Okay, so two things made a difference in my life. One was that I'm listening to a new podcast called Scamander.
Oh, yes, I've heard of that.
Yeah, and it's only got one episode to go. It's killing me. I've always been able to binge podcasts because I'm so late to the table.
Yeah.
And anyway, the next one, by the time this podcast comes out, the episode will be out.
Yes.
And it's just about this woman who terribly made up a cancer diagnosis.
Oh, boy.
And scammed people out of money. And her name's Amanda. Scamander.
Scamander.
But it's done. It's proper done.
Instead of Scamandy.
You know, like it's got. Yes, Scamandy.
If you see that in the top of the charts.
Yeah, we're in trouble. I have gone into hiding. It's done properly. It's got background noises.
Yeah,
and when they're
it.
Pretending to email, there's clicks.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
you know,
I love all that.
A bit of audio drama.
Yeah,
so
love it, love
The
it.
Other thing is I watched the Kingdom doco.
Oh, yes, great,
and
yes.
I thought
it was done very well.
I've listened to Mark Fennell a few podcasts, and he's a little bit more open on podcasts because
yes,
that's what happens
in
the magic
course.
Of them. But he just – he had so much respect for people, and I think that's how we talk about things we don't necessarily believe or agree with.
He did a
we
terrific job.
He really did.
It was
and
nothing
he honored
scandalous.
Those people.
He did.
Yeah, but I enjoyed watching it.
Yeah, me
what
too.
What about your difference?
A beautiful pea called Michelle sent Molly a wind cheater,
ooh,
a jumper, because her husband worked on the Thor Love and Thunder set.
Oh, my goodness.
And she sent it, and did she wear that every day?
Yeah.
And so she's so excited. So thank you, Michelle. You sent. She said, we've got a spare one. He worked on it.
So
Molly put it straight on, and then I don't know what the picture is on the back, but she does. And she said it's very warm because they recorded in Sydney and New Zealand and it's cold there. So that was cute. So thank you, Michelle, for thinking of my girl and giving her something very special.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
That made a big difference.
This week I laughed very hard because I did a couple of career quizzes because I'm like, I need to get a part-time job. What do I want to do? Maybe I should go and study. Not study. Don't get me wrong. Maybe I should do a little course or once I've moved house and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the results came back and I was like,
oh, God, tell me.
I can't do any of these things. An actor? A dancer?
You love dancing.
Yeah. An outdoor adventure guide? Or a music professional?
I actually think you could do them all.
So, I mean, no help to me. No help to me at all.
You could start up your own business.
Just
Kate's outdoor musical adventures where you act and sing.
Yeah.
And dance.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, but anyway, it made me laugh a lot. It made me laugh a lot. I was like, this is useless. What made you laugh?
Mine is Molly is applying to be an athlete leader with Special Olympics. She's taking it very seriously. She's very proud.
Yeah,
we had to fill out the forms together to apply.
Yep.
We had to write down some of her hobbies. So we had the Zoom yesterday. You can just, if you could have seen her, she got her Special Olympics jacket on. She'd had a shower.
Oh, beautiful.
She'd set her alarm 10 minutes before. She was very proud. So she sat down. I said, I'll sit to the side, but I'm not going to speak. This is all for you. And the guy goes, well, it's great to meet you. And you write down some of your hobbies, can you remember them? And she said, yep, Lego, Marvel. And he said, it says here that your other hobby is eating hot chips with chicken salt. Because we must have written that down. And he's like, I just think that's so fantastic.
That's
and
a great hobby.
I don't know anyone that has that as their hobby. And before that, she hadn't had a shower, but she said, thank goodness, Zoom, you can't smell people. And I said, yes, it's very true.
Well, that was the whole pandemic, wasn't it?
I know, but I said, well, we still have to have showers.
Yeah. It puts you in the right frame of mind.
That's right. Anyway, thank you, Pease.
Thank you, Pease. If you're on school holidays at the moment.
Yes, keep
may
going.
May the force be with you.
That's right. See
and
you,
we'll
everyone.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.